The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Of all topics today on What's On Your Mind. Folks, we normally tackle the tough stuff, but today we're really going there. It's meaty. We want to know, since Thanksgiving is tomorrow, and by the way, I have bacon in my back pocket, and if you go to the Facebook page, you'll see what a bacon-wrapped turkey looks like. Somebody called about that yesterday.
I found is that why the dogs are all chasing you today? You got bacon in your back pocket.
Oh, my gosh, yes. So we're going to give away some free bacon today. Todd and I will be off for the Thanksgiving holiday tomorrow and on Friday. And I'm actually committed to shopping with my daughter, which she's been talking about. I made the mistake of working last, Thanksgiving, the Friday after, and I had evidently at some point, probably in June when she started arranging it, I promised that I was going to take the day off, and she never let me live it down. So she's been asking about it since June this year, and I said, okay, all right. Because I don't like it. I actually applaud the stores that close on Thanksgiving myself. As much as I love commerce and the free enterprise system, I think there ought to be a couple of things that ought to be sacred, and that's why I'm glad stores like Shields and those that have said, you know what, we're not playing that game. This mission creep now into Thanksgiving where stores open at 6 o'clock, I think it's crazy. But anyway,
have the big sale the weekend before Thanksgiving. Have a super mega blockbuster sale the night before Thanksgiving.
Have
you can preempt it, have all the money spent before Thanksgiving, and then there'll be no reason to be open.
It gets crazier and crazier. So I'm not, and I don't know, this is a topic for you to tackle on the program, but here's the big question. Here's the big question. And by the way, we do have free bacon today. Since we will not be here Friday, we have a couple of four packs of Cloverdale bacon. That's right. So you can dream of a bacon-covered turkey if you want to do that or anything else. Just go to it today. Give us a call at 800-228-0550. Best call of the hour this hour, best call of the hour next hour is a lucky winner. And it can be as simple as answering the big question of the day. White meat or dark meat? That's really what we want to know. We have the annual Turkey Day survey, and we don't have a lot of time to do this, so I want you to get right to it and just tell me what's better, what's your preference. This is our annual pre-Thanksgiving survey on the program. We want to know, white meat or dark meat? And judging by some of the internal communications I have, Todd, you've jumped onto the white meat bandwagon, so welcome. Congratulations.
I am a white supremacist when it comes to turkey.
Todd's handle today is White Meat Todd, ladies and gentlemen. So he's firmly entrenched right there. So how about you? Which is it, white meat or dark meat? And Thanksgiving stores opening, good or bad? Do you do Black Friday shopping? Do you get out there and take it all in? Soak all this in? We want to know today. Here's how you tell us, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com for your email answers as well. On the program today, we're going to tell you a little bit about things that are happening in Wahpeton and the North Dakota State College of Science, where we are broadcasting live today. It's one of our What's in Your Town tours. We love doing this, where we get all across the state and find out what's happening in every corner of the state. We are thanks to our friends at Marvin Windows of Grafton and Cloverdale, as well as Arvid Communications and Teddy's Residential Suites and Little Missouri Inn and Suites. They're in Watford City, Newtown, soon in Belfield, and if you're planning on visiting the Patch, it's a great place to stay. They bring us all across the state. In Wahpeton today, we're brought to you by our friends at Comdale Innovation, CDI. And do you need to get your high-tech products to market faster? Are you working with multiple suppliers and that slows you down? Are time delays in the development cycle impacting your profitability? Do you have the key manufacturing engineering skills? Well, listen, at CDI, the entire process from product concept to manufacturing is under one roof. So they can show you how they can deliver your next project faster and better at your place or theirs. Comdale Innovation. Also brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota State College of Science. Hands-on learning on state-of-the-art equipment gives you an edge no matter where your future takes you. We're going to meet John Richmond, the president of NDSCS, a little later on in the program. Find out about what's happening here. Also, thanks to our friends from the city of Wahpeton, Wahpeton DDC. This is the Whopper, the home of the Whopper, the world's largest catfish. You can discover that wonder as well. And also on the program, Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here for a full hour on the Talk Radio Town Hall as well next hour. Let's get to the phones. Off to Beulah we go, and Sally is standing by listening on 550 K-Fire. Sally, what's on your mind?
Well, it has to be white meat for turkey.
God bless you, Sally. Way to come out of the chute right away with the correct answer. I'm very biased towards white meat.
And then you were talking about the Black Friday shopping?
Yes.
I decided last year that I was going to only shop at places that were not open on Thanksgiving. They respect their employees is what I think it is. And I do not shop any place that's open on Thanksgiving. And I didn't have any problem shopping last year, and I plan to do the same this year.
That's very interesting. Your shopping habits are actually influenced by whether or not folks make those decisions to engage in mission creep. Very interesting. Thank you, Sally. Appreciate that. Beth and Wilton, what's on your mind?
Hi. White meat.
You're going to go white meat, too. How come, Beth? What do you like about white meat?
With the white meat, they're a lot more tender when you go to make yourself a turkey sandwich the next day.
No kidding. So it's leftovers drives your decision a little bit, huh, Beth?
Yep. It always has. It's always been that way. And then the other thing was with shopping on Black Friday, I did it once. I will never do it again. I felt so sorry for the people that had to work because it was nothing but a mad dash, just like it is when you drive a taxi cab. It's crazy during airport hours.
No kidding. Good analogy there, Beth. Thank you. Brian and Dickinson, tell us.
Morning, dark meat. It's juicier to me. To me, I've had some turkey that white meat is dry, and I like it juicy. As far as shopping on Thanksgiving Day, should be a law totally against it. Should not be any Black Friday shopping till at least 9 o'clock in the morning. That way, people can have time to sleep in.
That'd be nice to know. I do think we're the problem, though, Brian. I mean, if nobody showed up at these stores, they wouldn't open at these ridiculous hours. And I'm not so sure I'd be for a law, but they're catering to us, unfortunately, but I'm with you. I would much prefer it to.
But you know what? There was a New York Post story that said that the amount of shopping going on Black Friday is down. So now I'm getting to think they're kind of panicky and going, boy, we better scare them into getting in the door on Black Friday or Thanksgiving night.
Maybe it's because it just creeps into other days, for crying out loud. Brian, appreciate the call. Thanks. Lance on Steele County, tell us what's on your mind.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Happy Thanksgiving Eve. White meat, and I like the dryness because that makes you add more gravy.
Good point. Yes, the gravy and the cranberries or whatever little fixings you want to add to it, huh?
And as far as shopping Thursday, tomorrow, I just... it's a sad state of affairs. You know, why not crank things up Friday morning like it has been and let most of these people in the retail stores have their full Thursday off?
Lance, appreciate that. I'm with you. And that's something, a sad state of affairs. And it's just a circus. It's just a zoo. But, again, aren't we the problem? We being the consumers, the shoppers, I don't know. But, interesting to hear this growing sentiment against the idea of the mission creep of Black Friday into Thanksgiving. Kathy and Elgin, what's on your mind?
I enjoy white meat. It's very tasty, and turkey is one of my favorites. And as far as the shopping is concerned, keep it on Friday. Thursday is Thanksgiving. It is a family day, and it also should be for the people who are working. They should have that day off. Period.
All right, Kathy, well said. Thank you very much. Bob, Roosevelt Park, what's on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind is I'm having a very good day out here, and I'm thankful that I'm out here working in the oil field. And I guess I like white meat. My wife likes the dark meat.
You're a split family, huh?
Yeah, yeah. No, it's a good day out here. I mean, it's snowing a little bit, but ain't no big deal.
Glad you called.
Ain't no big deal.
And glad you shared what you're thankful for, too, Bob. It's nice. You appreciate you adding that in there as well. Thank you very much. Phyllis, listening on 550 KFIRE in Bismarck. What's on your mind, Phyllis?
Hi. White meat done in a George Foreman.
Say that one more time. White meat in what?
Done in a George Foreman.
Done in a George Foreman. You actually use one of those babies, huh?
Oh, you bet we do. It saves the family from arguing over the dark meat, white meat, because it's all nice and juicy.
I see. So they both, you don't have that whole white meat is drier thing. You're saying it gives a little extra moisture to the white meat, huh?
I believe that we should be closed on Thursday. If they want to shop Friday, Saturday, hey, that's great for them. But let's give those guys their family time.
All right. Finally, somebody that thinks opening early on Thursday is a good idea. I haven't found it yet. Gary, Grant, Leon waiting to weigh in here. We're in Wappanoag today for the What's in Your Town tour. And looking forward to finding out about the North Dakota State College of Science and all things going on in Wappanoag on a busy program. Back to our white meat, dark meat survey when we come back.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you that variety selection is the foundation to developing an effective crop management plan and is one of the most important decisions a producer can make. Selecting a variety that is high yielding and yield stable across multiple locations will more accurately indicate the variety performance. The agronomics of high yielding varieties should match the known history of diseases within each field. Many varieties have good resistance or tolerance to major diseases that occur in North Dakota, such as soybean cyst nematode, iron deficiency, Phytophthora, root, and stem rot. Keep a total systems approach in mind. Select varieties that have yield stability, resistance, or tolerance to diseases known to be present, and suitable maturity for higher profits.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
At BNSF Railway, we never forget what's kept our rail cars rolling through long, starry nights. For over a century, the American farmer. Pure and simple. Since 1854, BNSF has grown mile after mile, following the harvest from state to state, county to county, town to town. That's why we're the largest grain hauling railroad in North America and dedicated to every farmer who plows a row. BNSF Railway, supporting the farmers who helped us grow from the very beginning.
Custom Bakken Chemistry, the latest sprayer technology, the best undercarriage wash in North Dakota, and two inside bays. You'll find it all 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash. What do truckers say about you, Megan? Why do they love the North Dakota Truck Wash so much?
We definitely are conveniently located behind Senex and Stanley, and we can guarantee short wait times, and we just have the chemistry down so then we can clean the truck efficiently.
South of the Pinnacle, Senex on the truck bypass, Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
And we're back on What's on Your Mind, 20 past the hour. Back to our turkey survey in a moment here. By the way, I want to thank our sponsors that bring you the What's in Your Town tours. We are in Wappanoag today to find out what's happening here, including at the North Dakota State College of Science. We'll talk to Dr. John Richmond coming up a little later on in the program. But we get all across the state in the What's in Your Town tours to find out what is happening in all these communities, courtesy of our friends at Marvin Windows. Grafton, great place to work, great place to call home, Grafton. Arveg, the folks that take care of communications and growing amount of cities across North Dakota now, as well as obviously Minnesota, our good friends at Teddy's Residential Suites and the Little Missouri Inn Suites. They're located now in Watford City with a couple locations, Newtown soon, Belfield as well. If you're out in the oil patch, great place to stay and check out the oil patch. And as well, brought to you by our friends at Cloverdale, and we have some free bacon going out the door today to celebrate the Thanksgiving holiday. Also want to thank our sponsors that are bringing you the broadcast here today, and they include Primewood Woodcraft Industries, Pronte's Dining, Pronte's Fine Dining, going to be there a little later on today for lunch, People State Bank, Lilligard Inc., Wapathon's authorized dealer for Bobcat, Farmers Union Insurance Agency, as well as Otter Tail Power Company and AI Machining, along with the North Dakota State College of Science, City of Wapathon, and as well our friends from Comdale Innovation I told you about earlier. All right, let's get back to the phones here, and we have a route going on, Todd, just so you know, white meat versus dark meat. I'm keeping track, so it's kind of fun. Gary and Bismarck, listening on 550 K-Fire, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Good show. Two, three things. As far as Turkey Day, it is white meat for the dinner, and then bring on all black and white, dark and white meat for leftovers. As far as shopping, shouldn't be on Thursday, and we're actually planning, hoping to get over to the dollar store and camp out and get ready for that big Black Friday sale. So
wait a minute, how does the dollar store have a Black Friday sale? I don't get it. Do things 50 cents, or what do they do?
We're going to try and just see what happens. There's certain kind of sales they do have for us, so we're going to camp out and unless it really gets cold, but we thought the dollar store would be a much better place, less crowded, that type of thing. So,
all right, well, give us a full report next week. Love to hear how it goes, Gary. Thanks for the call, Grant in Fargo. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, we're going dirt meat all the way, Scott. Nothing better than the turkey leg.
The turkey leg is the reason you like that dark meat, huh?
Hey, Scott, you forgot about us God-loving gizzard eaters and heart eaters. You got to throw them in the mix. They're the best.
Do you really?
Wrap them in bacon, and you got yourself a perfect combination.
Well, I could wrap a napkin in bacon, and it would be good. I don't know if that says anything for the gizzard.
There is a huge fight in the house. Who gets the turkey heart and the gizzard every year?
Is that right? Who usually wins, Grant?
Dad usually wins.
Is that right? Yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah. Since you're wrapping it in bacon, Grant, I'm looking to do a lot of some Cloverdale bacon here. You're our first winner of the day of a Cloverdale 4-pack. How about that?
Woohoo! Yeah, there's a day to celebrate. Thank you.
Exactly. Now we'll give you the bacon to wrap the gizzards in because you are one gutsy guy, I'll tell you. Holy buckets. Hang on, Grant, if you would, and we'll get your address so we can ship that right from Cloverdale and Mandan to your front door. So hang on a second. Sven Snerdly, we'll get your information, and we'll get that to you. Leon in Fargo, listening on AM 1100 The Flag, what is on your mind?
Oh, man, you and Todd are going to have Al Sharpton coming to town with all this talk about, you know, white supremacist turkey and whatnot.
You think we're going to be the next protest site for Al Sharpton and the race baiters because we're calling the question?
Wouldn't it be funny if he actually liked white meat better if Al Sharpton did?
Mm-hmm.
Or if Leon did, for that matter.
Funny that you should mention that. And I agree with Grant. Nothing better than turkey heart and gizzards. Man. Wrapped in bacon. Oh, God, I'm dying to go to heaven. But and this is kind of, if somebody is analyzing me, they're going to find this really weird. I love the white meat wrapped in bacon with dark gravy. Absolutely phenomenal. And nothing better, though, than dark meat after dark. So late night snacking, nothing better than that turkey leg, man.
There you go. I love it.
So analyze that.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're kind of all over the map on this one there. You're the whole rainbow.
Thanks for scaring us with that Al Sharpton warning, too. Jim in Fargo listening on AM 1100 The Flag. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, I'll go with white meat.
We have a route going on, Jim, you realize. This is kind of fun.
Yeah, white meat, that's nothing better for sandwiches and and stuff, smothered in gravy and the other. And as far as shopping on Friday, I don't think that the real estate, the stores don't have a chance, don't have any alternative because they have to combat online shopping, you know, and we got weird enough people now. They got weird it's going to be when people never leave their house to go buy groceries or buy anything because they sit at their computer and get buggy-eyed doing all their shopping. Not good for society. We need human interaction, and that's why we need to, you know, Black Fridays and things like this to keep people going out to the business and actually interacting with another human being and saying, I will buy this. Giving them a credit card or money and getting change.
It's a good point, Jim. And, I empathize with bricks and mortar businesses and the level of competition. They're getting more and more and more, and the mission creep from the online side. And I think there's an element in what you bring up in just how we interact so much with electronics and not the human side that we're missing something. I just worry that we have to do it on Thanksgiving, you know, that we can't.
That day after, but it's the day after Thanksgiving. I don't think we should be open Thanksgiving, but the day after is the day after. And plus, you know, it becomes pretty much a family tradition. You know, a lot of people get together. They get, the wives that go shopping, and they have, the family go shopping on the Black Friday. And
true. That part's but just do it on a day, after the holiday. I agree with you there. Let's get Lucas in here. Lucas, you want to weigh in on our turkey survey?
Yeah, I'm not sure what's wrong with all these callers, but dark meat is far, far better than white meat.
I don't think there's anything wrong with the callers. I think they're a wise lot myself. You know, I'll give you my dark meat allotment. How about that, Lucas?
Yeah, that sounds like a good trade.
Hand deliver it. Yeah, and of course, then I'm violating my same rule, right? I'd be working on Thanksgiving. Can't do it. Sorry. I rescind my offer. Anyway, where in South Dakota are you calling from, Lucas?
I'm actually driving on the interstate, I-90, headed out to the hills to see some family for Thanksgiving.
All right. Well, have a great trip, and thanks for listening. Appreciate it very much.
You bet. Take care.
Love that turkey survey, and we'll keep it going. We have it on Facebook as well, and give you a final tally before we're done. But I will tell you, there's a healthy lead for the white meat side. Hey, speaking of holiday shopping, I have a great idea for you. And you don't have to leave your home for this one either. MyPillow.com, or pick up the phone, buy your loved ones a better night's sleep. You can't beat a deal like that. That's right. A great gift-giving idea. You know what? This is the National Sleep Foundation's official pillow. And right now there's a heck of a deal. There's the two-for-one deal. So here, this is kind of the nice thing. You can buy yourself one and give the other one away that you didn't buy anyway. Right? You got the two-for-one, 50% off deal. So you get one yourself. You give one away for a gift. Call them at 800-506-9028 or go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Scott. You'll get the two-for-one deal for the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation with a 10-year warranty. Comes with a 69 money-back guarantee. You're going to love MyPillow.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Hey, good morning, everybody. God bless you. Ed from Minot here. My take on the shopping Black Friday afterwards and Thanksgiving is shop them down. And after that is boycott them. Don't go back because they don't follow the family values of the Americans, of the U.S. United States of America. And today's paper looks like MDU may be building a refinery in Minot. And that sounds good to me. Have a good day, everybody.
Yeah, by the way, refinery.
Hey, I've got a comment.
Oh, here's another one. Sorry, go ahead and roll that. Sorry, didn't know we had
white meat, dark meat.
Yeah.
Definitely dark meat, like the bacon and the giblets, too. But on Thanksgiving shopping, that Black Friday's amateur hour. You got to do it on Christmas Eve. That's when the professionals come out. Thank you.
Or the procrastinators. I don't know if they're professionals or not, but appreciate
that
call.
I love that, the professionals. That's awesome.
We did have, by the way, I wanted to mention on the refinery, MDU and their partner, their Calumet, have a refinery that is opening yet this year in Dickinson. He mentioned the one that's on the drawing board now for Minot. There was another one announced this week in Dickinson. There's land options now for, they call them 21st Century Energy Centers, but include diesel refineries in Berthold and Stanley as well. So think about that. A refinery hasn't been built in the United States since 1976, and what did I just count? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That are either being built, coming online, or on the drawing board. Pretty extraordinary when you think about it. So, let me see. Let's get an email in here from Jeff. Wanted to take exception with this idea about being so concerned about certain stores open on Thanksgiving. We have restaurants open. We have gas stations open. Why is one sector criticized and the other expected to be open? I bet the biggest proponents of doing the right thing would complain the loudest if they couldn't get something in a store if everything's closed on Thanksgiving. Let's be fair. I guess gas stations and, convenience stores would be, restaurants are a little more essential than, have to
have
go buy.
Have you ever had that item that you forgot, garden. Maybe for like a dinner
yeah,
or something that you forgot?
Right.
I got sent out twice, and once was those dinner roll things, those white dinner rolls in the little cardboard tray. I forget what they're called. I don't remember what the other one was, and I both times I thought, well, I'll go, we'll see what happens, and thankfully they had them, but sometimes the convenience store can bail you out.
Yeah, exactly right. Anyway, and that's obviously a little more essential, but I think it's also an interesting pushback to say, okay, well, where do you draw the line then? If we really want to have Thanksgiving be Thanksgiving, shut everything down. So interesting take. Anyway, we are in Wapanda today for the What's in Your Town tour. And I want to thank our friends from the North Dakota State College of Science for hosting us. And Dr. John Richmond, the president of NDSCS, is here. How are you, sir?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
Thanks for having us.
Well, thank you for coming down, Scott. We appreciate it.
Happy to be here and a good opportunity to find out what's happening at the school here and, of course, in Wapanda as well. So we enjoy getting around. So tell folks about your missions here at the school.
Well, our mission that has been here for, now going on 112 years, hasn't changed much. Our forefathers of the state put us here to educate and train the workforce for the state of North Dakota. So, Scott, we have a statewide mission. We complete that in basically three programming areas. I think we're best noted for our current technical education programs like allied health, transportation, construction, management, those kinds of areas. But we also have the liberal arts, the transfer. When I went to school here back in the early 70s, that's the programming area that I went into. Basically, the first 2 years of a baccalaureate degree. Start here, transfer, and go to a university. And then the third area, the one that was added about, I'm going to say, roughly about 15 years ago, was the train-in-D. There are 4 2-year colleges throughout the state, ourselves here, Bismarck State, Williston State, and Lake Region. The four of us have a mission to, through state-funded train-in-D, is to educate and train the current workforce. So employers approach us and say, we have 5 or 6 employees that need this type of training. So we provide that on a customized basis, and the employer is the one paying for that. So statewide mission, 3 different ways that we accomplish that mission, Scott.
And pretty visionary when you think about it, especially where we find ourselves today. And if you surveyed every employer in the state, off the charts, 80-20 would be workforce being their top concern right now, wouldn't you say?
It really is. When we've talked to chambers, when we've talked to economic development groups throughout the state, their number one priority is workforce. And I really believe, Scott, that the state of North Dakota is at a tipping point. And if we are really interested in sustaining and growing our social economic position in the state of North Dakota, it's at a tipping point with its workforce. We're going to have to do something to attract more people. We're going to have a much more diversified population throughout the state of North Dakota in doing that. But we just need more people. When you look at the high school graduation rates declining and have been declining for 20 years and will continue to decline until 2018, and then it'll start to tick up. They've mapped that out to 2025, and it still isn't at the highest graduation rate back in the mid-80s. So we just need more people to come to the state, but we don't need just people. We need educated and well-trained people. That's what the workforce is calling for. When we talk to the hundreds of businesses that we work with throughout the state in this region and really the country, the technology is changing so fast that their current employees need training almost constantly just to keep their current position, not necessarily even trying to advance within their companies. So the education opportunities need to be increased, I believe, in the state of North Dakota. I think we can use the university system as a magnet to attract young people to the state. And one thing I think policymakers need to look at is, how do we remove those barriers? How do we go into Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, and attract some of those young people to come here to start their education at our college, at the universities, at the regionals, whatever it might be? Because a vast number of those people, Scott, stay in the state. I'm a prime example. I graduated from a high school in Indiana. I came here to North Dakota State College of Science, and guess what? I'm still here.
So if you attract them for higher education opportunity, you keep them, because obviously the workforce needs are going to be, here for a long, long time. The jobs pay well, and so you got a foundation of the state. What could we do better in that regard to attract some of those students from those other states? What competitively would give us a leg up?
Right. I think the obvious one is the out-of-state tuition. And I know I'll get some kickback on that, but if you look at the economics, the number of students that come from out of state to the university system and then stay in the state, take their first job or continue their education, the economic impact of those individuals will far out exceed the cost of a student from Minnesota coming into North Dakota and then going back to Minnesota. The numbers just are there to prove that out. So I think one way that we can attract is to be able to market no out-of-state tuition and use that then to get them to the state.
Is anybody doing that now? I mean, is there a model for that, or would we be nation-leading in that regard?
I couldn't answer that. I don't have that information. I think one of
marketing-wise, that'd be a nice little tool.
You bet.
Yeah.
And think of it this way. In at least in our programming, and I think in a lot of colleges and universities across North Dakota, internship, co-op experiences are becoming more prevalent within all of our academic programs. Here at NDSCS, all of our current technical programs have an internship or co-op experience built into them. Multiple ways to do that. During that internship co-op experience, it's not just a learning experience. It's also an opportunity for that student and that company to develop a relationship. And what we see is a lot of our graduates that that leave us take their first job with where they had that internship or that co-op experience. And a lot of those are throughout the state of North Dakota.
Just, again, another way to cement the relationship, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Do you anticipate that we have a legislative session coming up right now, obviously, and there'll be a lot of ideas on the table, but do you think anything like this will be proposed? I mean, is this an idea that that could come to fruition that quickly?
I believe it is. I believe it could. Now, will it happen or not, I don't know. Talking with various legislators across the state, they understand the workforce issues. They understand that we need more people to the state. I think they're going to look at ways to help market and recruit and bring people to the state, and this might be one of the options that they look at.
And obviously there'd be a line item, right? Because there'd be an economic impact to say, okay, well, you know, you probably, number one, you got out-of-state students already.
Right.
You're attracting new ones.
Right.
So it's going to cost more to begin with, right?
Like most everything else, there's always a cost factor that is attached to it.
Yeah. And how about enrollment? I mean, have we got the capacity to handle whatever influx would come from a big idea like that?
I believe we do. I know here at NDSCS, we're running, last year we were at 75% capacity at the Wahpeton campus. This year we're at 80% capacity. And it's in programming areas where some of our programs are under capacity. They're in areas that the state really needs. Our construction programs, we offer 7 different construction programs, Scott. All of them are not at their enrollment capacity. Our manufacturing programs could use more. Our IT programs could use more students in them. We're under capacity.
That construction one baffles me because, obviously, the jobs are plentiful, right?
Oh, yeah.
And point you're seeing billboards now to say, hey, I need construction managers, 100,000 to 150 a year. You
right.
know, I mean, so what do you make of that? Why you know, just a supply and demand issue?
I wish I could put my thumb on it. If I could, I'd probably be writing books. I don't know. Maybe it's the, you know, we just went through the recession and the construction industry kind of took a hit, and maybe we haven't totally rebounded the image of that yet to get students into those programs. We're trying to do everything we can to work with companies. We're trying to make that career awareness out there so that young people and their families understand that these are viable careers. They aren't jobs. These are positions that you can start as an entry-level technician and work your way into a project manager, to work your way into a foreman. I mean, it's a career out there, and we just need to get more young people involved in those.
In my mind, we need a menu of ideas that really address this workforce situation, you know, with a 30, 40-year outlook, right? When you're talking about an industry that talks about 5 generations worth of, you know, activity, it's really one you need to take the long view on. So this will be a fascinating conversation. Shannon and Butte want to give a shout out to Wahpeton. Shannon, what's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to say I went to school there, and great school, graduated in 2004. Went out, got a job right away, and was able to pay for my schooling in about a year's time. So great school there.
Shannon, what program are you in? This is John.
I'm sorry?
What program are you in?
Diesel technology.
There you go.
Great instructors there. Good program all around.
Come back and see us. We have a new facility you can take a look at.
Yeah, I've actually been back and looked at it. That's a really good thing you got going on there.
Thank you much. Appreciate it.
Thanks for the call. Shannon, 800-228-0550. More with Dr. John Richmond, president of the North Dakota State College of Science, live from Wahpeton today on our What's in Your Town Tour. After a timeout, don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
You need a truck? S&S Motors, Watford City is the place. Brent Sanford and his team at S&S Motors are the best. I love my new Ford F-150. Tell you what, did I save a pile? And you can too at S&S Motors in Watford City. Call them at 701-444-2341. And if you need a new truck, they'll find it for you. Whatever you want, whatever make, model, and they'll have it delivered. It's a great deal. 701-444-2341. S&S Motors, Watford City. Or stop and see them at 1204 4th Avenue Northeast in Watford City. You're going to love them.
This Thanksgiving, what will you remember? Will you be watching your favorite team win? Will you score the winning touchdown? Will you thank God for moments with loved ones? Will you be eating Grandma's famous stuffing? This Thanksgiving, we choose to not open our doors so our customers and associates can spend time with family. So what will you remember? Happy Thanksgiving from all of us at Shields.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercorp Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercorp building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercorpbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, proflowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Hey guys, Jim Schultz. Say, I think it's kind of ironic that you guys bash Obama for being anti-energy, but he's the only president in, what, 40 years that's been able to get some refineries built, and I don't know if you guys are a little hard on him or what, but thank God that he's getting that done anyway. All right, have a good Thanksgiving.
All right, well, one problem with that scenario is refineries have nothing to do with President Obama. Those are private projects. They are happening as a result, actually, of going below some of the limits that have limited other refineries being built because the regulation to build one now is so costly it's unbelievable. So happy to give him credit if he deserves some. Continuing our chat now with Dr. John Richmond, president of North Dakota State College of Science. We are in Wahpeton today with the What's in Your Town tour brought to you by our friends at Cloverdale, Marvin Windows, Grafton, Arvid Communications, and Little Missourian Suites, as well as Teddy's Residential Suites now in Newtown. They're also in Wahpeton, in the Watford City, maybe Wahpeton soon. Belfield right now in the oil patch, if you're visiting, a great place to stay. We're going to meet the folks from A1 coming up. A1 AI Machining, rather, a long-time partner here in Wahpeton coming up in a little bit. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here in next hour, and we're also going to meet some students from the North Dakota State College of Science today on the program as well. Our What's in Your Town tour brought to you today by the folks from the city of Wahpeton, Wahpeton Economic Development Corporation, Comdale Innovation, as well as the North Dakota State College of Science, Ottertail Power, AI Machining, Pronti's Fine Dining. We're going to meet up with some folks in Wahpeton later on today. Looking forward to that. Primewood Woodcraft Industries, People Stain Bank, Lilligard Inc., Farmers Union Insurance Agency, Ottertail Power Company as well. Continuing our conversation now with Dr. Richmond here at NDSCS. I want to talk a little bit about affordability. We hear a lot about, you know, the caller earlier called and talked about being a 2004 graduate and a year out of school, had his tuition paid for. But more and more and more we hear about almost an affordability crisis in higher education right now. Is it to the crisis level?
You know, I'm not sure, Scott. Some of the national numbers that you're referring to, we don't see here. I think the state of North Dakota has done a very good job to try to manage that affordability for students and their families. You know, a couple of sessions ago, the legislators froze the tuition and reduced the tuition and funded the difference for students here in North Dakota. They froze it at the two-year colleges. As we head into this next session, again, talking with legislators, there was a recommendation coming out of the Higher Education Interim Committee for funding to freeze it at the two-year colleges again for the next 2 years. So I think the state is trying to do its part. They've increased the state grant that's available for North Dakota residents. They're trying to reduce the loan rate, for North Dakota residents. So I think they're trying to manage that number. It's ironic, earlier this week I covered with the staff a study done by Sallie Mae, national study now, showed that there's been a shift from last year to this year. More families are taking less loans to pay for their kids' education, and that shift just happened from last year to this year. They're using more out-of-pocket and discretionary funds to help pay for education instead of taking the loans. So maybe we peaked, and maybe we're starting to see that student affordability and that crisis on its way down. Let's hope we are nationally. Again, here in North Dakota, I think it's a very reasonable rate. When you look at the two research institutions in comparable cost to their region, they're below. When you look at the four regional universities here in the system, their costs for students are lower than their comparable colleges and universities in the region. It's only at the two-year colleges that our costs are higher than our comparable markets in our region. And I think the policymakers understand that, and I think they're going to try to take some measures to correct that.
So how do you define it? Is it against your peers on affordability, or is it, okay, what's reasonable? What are our graduates gaining in the workforce, and what's a reasonable time to pay off any traditional student loan debt? How do you define it?
Yeah, and I'm not sure how they really do define that and what is reasonable and what isn't. I think it's reasonable to think that the state has a obligation to educate its citizens, but I also think that its citizens have an obligation to pay for a part of that educational cost. You know, with our academic programs that we have here, our partnership programs, a lot of our partners are funding a significant part, if not all, of the cost of education with the understanding that those graduates are going to come work for those companies. Those graduates are, as their students, are doing those, as I referred to earlier, those internship and co-op experiences. We have some programs here, Scott, that every 8 weeks a student is here on campus in our classrooms, in our shops and labs. The next 8 weeks they're out in a dealership working, getting paid that 8 weeks, learning from a real-world experience. And then the next 8 weeks they're back on campus. And that 8-week cycle continues for 24 months. I think that's a model that can be replicated in more and more of our academic programs here at Science.
And, that's interesting. You mentioned earlier that there's actual programs where you have diesel mechanics that leave here with zero debt.
Exactly.
Because their employer said, this is so important, go get the education, and we'll pay for it, and you work for it.
It's a message that we've started to deliver to business and industry in all of our careers, all of our industries here. We started about 6-7 years ago saying, look, the private sector, the business sector, is going to have to make a greater investment in this educational process in the front end of it and not just expect to show up here in the spring and have a graduate hire.
All pieces of the puzzle, certainly, for that that workforce needs.
Exactly.
Dr. Richmond, thank you. Appreciate it.
You bet, Scott. Thank you for being here.
John Richmond, the president of North Dakota State College of Science. More coming up on What's on Your Mind from Wahpeton today.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Savings are kicking into high gear at the Max Black Friday sale. Save an incredible 40% on all hand tools from 6 to 10 a.m. The first 50 customers receive a free $10 gift card. Pick up an 8GB 4.4 Android tablet for just $49.99. And plant a great gift under the tree with a 97cc mini bike. It's only $399. Open until 9 p.m. on Black Friday for huge savings. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better, PetroServe USA.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.